Well, you know what they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. Well, a new exhibition opening in Canberra tomorrow tells the tale of how a cluster of rural hilltop villages in what is now central Italy developed into one of the vast empires in human history. More than 200 ancient Roman objects have travelled to Australia from the rooms of the British Museum in London, all part of an exhibition at the National Museum of Australia to be called Rome, City and Empire. These objects range from an ancient toothpick or even a theatre ticket, imagine that. They also include, though, a coin minted to mark the killing of Caesar on the Ides of March. Hartwig Fischer is the director of the British Museum. He's overseen this exhibition, these exhibits, travelling to Australia, and he joins us now from Canberra. Hartwig Fischer, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Rome was founded on the 21st of April in the year 753 BC. Its empire eventually crashed in 476 AD. How on earth did you choose 200 objects to tell the story of Rome's 1,000-year-long history?
Yes, that's obviously always a challenge. But that's a challenge every museum is really used to. Our collections are much vaster than what we can normally show. So we always have to pick the most significant objects to tell a story that makes sense for a wide audience. And that's what we did for this exhibition too. The choice is meant to take visitors to the museum through this long, long history, extraordinary history, and come up with good examples that give you an idea of how Rome functioned.
And what examples, where does that start? That starts at the minuscule, if you like. I mentioned toothpicks and theatre tickets. Tell me about the theatre ticket.
Well, what is fascinating is that in this exhibition, we take you from everyday life of people from all walks of life to the highest ranks of politics. And the theatre ticket is just one example. And it's very fascinating to look at this small object and think that, yes, people had to get a ticket to go to the theatre for entertainment. And that would, they would perhaps even sell these on at a better price. So what the exhibition does, it gives you a fantastic overview of Rome throughout its history, from daily life to global politics.
I've just recently been in parts of Europe seeing a lot of Roman ruins, including the remains of amazing theatres, and it just reminds you. So a theatre ticket, I suppose, triggers that memory that there are these massive theatres, that they were major cultural events in Roman cities or Roman-ruled cities, but also that from the history of Rome, the Roman Empire, we got so much of our cultural, political and legal institutions, didn't we?
Yes, Rome has marked the consciousness and the history of large parts, obviously of Europe, but way, way beyond Europe. Latin, for a long time, remained the lingua franca of the learned world and of politics. So the legacy of Rome is vast, and that is one of the reasons why we think, and we thought with our colleagues at the National Museum, that it would be a good idea to dedicate a big exhibition to Rome.
Coins are often a part of these historical exhibitions, and in this exhibition you've got one coin, which I mentioned earlier, which has been described as the most famous coin ever struck. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a coin that commemorates the assassination of Caesar.
What does it look like?
Well, it is small, and you see on one side you see a hood and two daggers, and the hood is a symbol of liberty, which obviously in the Roman Republic was a key value. The liberty of its citizens. Now, it was quite normal for rulers and people in charge to issue coins on special occasions. But of course, it's quite extraordinary that such a coin was issued. It marked, in a way, that moment where the Republic tried to avoid one person from seizing power and installing himself as the uncontested ruler. So that was against the values of the Republic. And the coin makes us understand that at that moment of, passing from the Republic to the Empire, this didn't go without major opposition.
Mm. Well, we have used to leadership changes in this place, but thankfully we do them without knives for now, which is great. This coin was struck by Brutus, I understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us about what's your favourite object in this exhibition, Hartwig?
Oh, there are many. And as I said, when you go through this exhibition, you really have the impression of walking through Rome, looking at its great monuments, looking at its key figures of public life, but also looking at, what daily life looked like. And in that, in that respect, I think you can go from a monumental sculpture, a statue of a magistrate who represents a citizen, a leader, somebody who has had important tasks within the empire, and who is clad in a toga. Now, the toga was not everybody could wear a toga. You had to be you had to have full citizen rights, and you had to be an important person. And the head that we find on top of that statue shows you a man who has seen a lot of life. Now, this head doesn't originally belong to the body. It was quite common that you would use the body of a statue and put your own head on top of it, replacing the one which was there before. And in that respect, this is a very, very telling example. But then, when you look at daily life, there is this small sandal made of goat leather of a child, which was found in the sands of Egypt, which tells you a story about the life of ordinary people in Rome. But it also makes us understand that Rome actually covered most of Europe. Mm. And Northern Africa, and went all the way to present-day Iran. So it was a huge empire, as big as the United States today.
Does your exhibition tell us a story? I mean, that's a great thing to be reminded of, the spread of it, the huge size of it. I think it included a quarter of the world's population. How did they manage the multiculturalism of that empire?
Well, that's what I find extremely striking. Rome was very, very successful in integrating different peoples in its political system by balancing centralized government and regional autonomy. And in fact, that's what you learn when you go through this exhibition, that there were obviously institutions that were common throughout the empire, but there were also great differences between the different regions. So Rome very astutely managed these differences, while at the same time maintaining the unity of the empire.
Okay, Hartwig Fischer, thank you very much. I can't wait to see it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hartwig Fischer, director of the British Museum, and this exhibition, Rome, City and Empire, opens tomorrow at the National Museum of Australia. It's on till February, so plenty of time. If you're planning a trip to or through Canberra, take a detour definitely to the National Museum of Australia. One object that I think sounds really interesting is there's apparently a portrait of two female gladiators. Now, Rome back then was a bit of a boys' club, so I'm not sure how common that would have been, but sounds like a really fascinating exhibition.